Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, August 1st, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by 1Password. Leading off today, following a look at the iPhone 16 and iPhone 16 Plus yesterday, we're now getting a clearer look at the iPhone 16 Pro. A new image posted to social media shows off the iPhone 16 Pro in three colors, including a new space black style color, significantly darker than the iPhone 15 Pro. As a refresher, the iPhone 15 Pro is available in four colors: natural titanium, blue titanium, white titanium, and black titanium. Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has reported that the iPhone 16 Pro will be available in natural titanium, white titanium, black titanium, and a new rose titanium. This week's image shows off three of those colors: white, natural, and black titanium. And based on this image, the iPhone 16 Pro's black titanium will be significantly darker than the iPhone 15 Pro. Notably, however, the image omits the rose titanium color. This could be because Apple hasn't yet finalized the details for this variant, seeing as it's an entirely new color option. The new rose titanium option, however, is highly anticipated for the iPhone 16 Pro, because the iPhone 15 was the first to not include a gold finish since the iPhone XS in 2018. And rose appears to be the titanium version of gold. You can hit the link in the show notes to take a look at this image and see the new colors for yourself. In other news today, one of the largest Apple Pay holdouts finally appears to be reconsidering its position. A new report details that HEB, one of the largest grocery store chains in Texas, is piloting Apple Pay support at one of its central market locations in Dallas. In a statement, HEB's Managing Director of Public Affairs emphasized that this is a one-store pilot program to test support for mobile tap-to-pay technology like Apple Pay. Quote, "We are launching a one-store pilot program to test digital tap-to-pay systems starting at our Lover's Lane Central Market in Dallas. While we hope to offer these tap-to-pay services at more stores in the future, there is no time frame to expand the service beyond this one pilot location. HEB is always exploring a broad range of technologies to enhance how customers shop and pay for products." End quote. Alongside Walmart, HEB is one of the most notable Apple Pay holdouts. Kroger, the largest supermarket chain in the U.S., caved to the pressure and launched Apple Pay support at its stores last year, perhaps putting some pressure on HEB to follow suit. HEB operates over 300 locations across Texas, making it one of the largest grocery store chains in the state. Another Apple Pay holdout is Home Depot, which has still shown no signs of adopting the mobile payment platform, despite support from its biggest competitor, Lowe's. We are sponsored this week by 1Password. From creating strong passwords to effortlessly sharing them, 1Password makes it easy to keep your family safe. You do everything in your power to keep your family secure. That's why you lock the doors, have a safe, and set the alarm system. But what about online? Managing your family's digital life doesn't have to be overwhelming, and 1Password empowers you to protect what matters most without compromising on security or convenience. As families gear up for the new academic year, the need for secure and organized management of logins and information is becoming increasingly important. 1Password family accounts offer a valuable solution to enable the creation, saving, and sharing of household information. Everyone, from children to grandparents, has a digital identity, and managing your account doesn't have to feel like a chore. Get a 14-day free trial of 1Password by hitting the link in the show notes or visiting 1Password.com. Running out today, one of the most highly anticipated features announced at WWDC in 2021 was support for storing IDs in the Apple Wallet application. The rollout of this feature, however, has been incredibly slow. But starting this week, the IDs and wallet feature is now available in its fifth state, Ohio. With this, the feature is now available in Ohio, Maryland, Arizona, Georgia, and Colorado. Residents of Ohio can add their ID to Apple Wallet by going to the Wallet app, tapping the plus icon in the top right corner, choosing driver's license or state ID, and tapping on Add to iPhone and Apple Watch. You may be required to log in to your state's BMV website to authorize adding your ID to Apple Wallet for further verification. In addition to these five states, Apple has also emphasized that a number of other states are committed to supporting its implementation of digital IDs in Wallet, including Connecticut, Hawaii, Iowa, Kentucky, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Utah. You can use your ID in Wallet as proof of age or identity at select businesses and venues, or travel with it at select TSA checkpoints. In total, you can use it at TSA checkpoints in over 20 states across the U.S., and you can find a full map of which airports accept digital IDs on the TSA website in the show notes. But ultimately, as it stands right now, your mileage may vary when using your Apple Wallet ID at businesses. Apple simply says it's accepted at select businesses and venues without any more specific information. The state of Ohio has also published an in-depth guide on its implementation of IDs in Apple Wallet, noting that the Ohio Mobile ID does not replace your physical Ohio driver's license or identification card, and you must continue to carry your physical card. We've got a closer look at the setup process of digital IDs in Apple Wallet at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.